Welcome to the King's Road Podcast. I am your host, Justin Yance, and I am the Aries, Justin Yance, and I'm talking about SmackDown, March 18th, 2022. What's special about that? Well, I went there. I went and saw this show. So, let me read my little review, and this is kind of a scathing review. I'm sorry. This show is like a puppet show. The fans remind me of puppets. No one really has any idea what they are doing. I feel I'm surrounded by people of the lowest IQ. Not all of them, but most. I can't talk wrestling with them. They just don't get it. It's like a Pavlov's dog's response. If you don't know what that is, well, look it up. Or you're on the wrong podcast. These fans just do whatever they are told. They're driven by alcohol and barbarism. I feel like an outcast at these shows. Do the people that come to these shows have any forethought or insight into what's going on? Unfortunately, I made the mistake of buying horrible seats. It kind of felt like a waste of time. Maybe that was my mistake. I really don't like how SmackDown went about. Everything feels so planned. There's no spontaneity. It's the same garbage over and over again. You know, it's clowns to the left of me, clowns to the right. I don't feel any reason to be invested with the storylines or the characters. The whole production feels like we just need to get to the next segment. It's the film equivalent of, you know, following Chasing MacGuffins. It was fascinating to see Roman Reigns as a heel, being treated as a fan favorite and a heel at the same time. You know, he has quite a presence to him. When he comes out, he knows exactly where the camera is and he knows exactly how long to stand. I was quite taken back. He has a star presence to him. This is my first time seeing him as the tribal chief. I gotta be honest with you. During parts of the show, I caught myself drifting off to sleep during the matches. It doesn't feel like anything really matters. It's just the same trite over and over again. There was one bright spot for me, though. Brock Lesnar. He is a presence to feel. The man just emits stardom. I don't really cheer anymore. I feel like that fan is no longer there anymore. And this may be my last WWE show. So let's get into it. Roman came out to start the show. Him and Paul Heyman had a nice, like, little witty repartee. At one point, we find out that Brock is not going to be here because he's stranded in Saskatchewan. So they start, so it's going, oh man, I wish he was here. Then he gets a text that Brock is going to be here. They run to the back. Brock shows up in a forklift and breaks their SUV. Then he takes soft, tries to grab them when they take off, when Roman Reigns and the Bloodline haul off into a pickup truck and he rips the door off. Now, I don't know what happened to Paul Heyman here. It's like he just disappeared. Why didn't Brock just go after Paul Heyman? But anyways, Brock comes out to cut a promo. Fans erupt. He throws the door in the ring, smashes it, and says, you can run now, but you can't hide. Because at WrestleMania, I've got you, boy. Nakamura and Boogs are out next versus Los Lotharios. I don't really remember what happened. I believe Nakamura and Boogs won. Sasha Banks and Naomi versus Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley. This ends in a DQ. Drew McIntyre and the Viking Raiders versus Happy Corbin, Madcap Moss, and Jinder Mahal. Drew McIntyre wins. Pat McAfee cuts his promo apologizing to Austin Theory. Austin Theory comes out, goads him, and he cuts, he says, look, I've always been a fan. It's my dream to do this, and I'm going to, beat your ass when I get there. Kofi versus Ridge Holland. Kofi was like fire, because they showed a video package of Big E getting hurt. Godspeed to him, let him, I hope he gets there. Excuse me, refrain, disregard that, not Godspeed. This is not dying. Be well. So like the Demolition Man characters. Kofi Kingston, though, you know, it was a rage of fire. I don't really remember the result of the match. Then the ending is Ronda versus Charlotte, the Ronda Charlotte angle. Charlotte puts Ronda through a table, and that's the end of the show. We're treated to a dark match of the Bloodline versus Drew McIntyre and Boogs and Nakamura. Roman Reigns doesn't do much. He takes the spear. 1, 2, 3. Paul Heyman does his little thing where he challenges the audience. It's quite a sight to behold as he gets the audience with it. I don't know. This was just kind of a show that was just there. So now I'm going to do something a little different. How would I make this show better? How could I make this show better? And I came up with that. First thing I would do is Roman comes out, same thing, but instead of having Brock go straight to the back and, you know, come in there, I would have Roman, you know, feeling like, I don't have to worry about anything. I've got the thing. I got the time of my life. You know, he's stranded in Saskatchewan. And then have, you know, Roman in his beautiful locker room, just, you know, getting massages, just taking his time, doing whatever he wants. You know, you can have matches, Nakamura and Boogs, Love versus Los Lotharios. That can be the same. Sasha Banks, Naomi versus the Morgan and Rhea Ripley. That can be the same. And then you can have them like getting a massage. And then Paul comes over and says, I got to talk to you. And then they, what now, wise man? I don't got time for this. It's like, no, you really need to hear this. Look, just give me a moment. Brock's coming. Brock is here. He's on his way. What? And then they all like just get up, you know, he's like, excuse me, beautiful. He starts putting on, you know, his clothes. They're running out. They run out to the SUV. You see the car, the cameras, you know, as they speed off. But so instead of it making it look so planned, you just have, you know, then, you know, that camera angle of them like heading off into the distance. But then you don't see from the side, Brock just ram right into the car and total the SUV. It would be great. Then they take off, you know, same thing. They take off, but, you know, have everybody out there, like, you know, trying to comfort, you know, Roman and everything and being like, oh, and have it just be pandemonium. And they're trying to, you know, be like, Brock, you can't do this, you know, everything. If you think back to, the Zamboni incident with Austin, there was pandemonium after that. There was, everybody's going crazy and just have like, you know, them all yelling at each other. And then they finally, you know, the cops are kind of getting away and Roman's kind of got his neck and he's just kind of, you know, everybody's trying to restrain Brock and, you know, Roman is just kind of, you know, like, you know, Paul has called a limo and he's taken off. And he's like, I'll deal with you later, Brock. Believe me, you aren't going to get away with this. Brock goes, you know, he's like, well, take your best shot. Then have him come out, throw the door in there. Have him rip the door off the limo and then take it to the ring and be like, you know, I got me a nice limousine. And he can say the same promo and be like, well, you can run, but you can't hide because at WrestleMania, boy, I've got you. And, you know, have him do the same thing. Then go to Drew and the Viking Raiders versus Corbin and Madcap Moss, Jinder Mahal. Same thing. Pat McAfee, that works. Kofi and Ridge Holland. If you really want to kind of get this over, I would have like Kofi like kind of get himself disqualified. And then kind of have to pull them apart and then do like a beatdown angle to set up Xavier Woods or somebody coming next week. Ronda and Charlotte, I would have in the beginning of the show, Charlotte kind of being like, she's not here. I took care of her and I bet she doesn't have the guts to show up. And just have Charlotte come in the ring, just run her down and be like, just like Amanda Nunes just destroyed Ronda. And then have Charlotte be like, and just like Holly Holmes destroyed you, I'm going to destroy you at WrestleMania. The music cues, Ronda doesn't even, you know, doesn't book. She just runs to the ring, double underhooks her, and just starts pounding her and pounding her. And she's just got the upper hand, and she makes a mistake because she's so angry that she doesn't see that, you know, that Charlotte has the belt. The belt hits her with the belt, and then she gets the upper hand on Ronda and lays her out on the table. And that's how the show goes off the air. And then you kind of can just, you know, maybe have like Ronda getting up and being like, I'm going to get you next week. And I like that because, okay, so you bookend it with, you know, Roman and Brock, beginning to middle, and then Ronda, Charlotte. So you got people continuing to tune in. There's no really reason for me to tune in. I feel like I just, you know, like I just took a nap. They did all the Roman and Brock things at the very beginning of the show. So since they did that at the very beginning of the show, there's nothing for me to come back to. Ronda and Charlotte should have been this really blood feud angle, and it wasn't. And that's how I think how you could make it more staged. So that's how I would fix the show. So now let's talk about Impact. Excuse me, AEW Dynamite. Disregard that. It's late. I recorded this once. I listened to it. I didn't like it. That's why it's a little late. But, you know, I always give you quality. I don't just throw anything out. One thing that just came out is John Cena says that Max Caster is a really, really spectacular rapper. And he doesn't think he would be able to keep up with him. So that's kind of big of Cena to put over somebody in the other company. You know, he's kind of grown up in since going away. The big thing that happened on AEW Dynamite is Toni Storm is in AEW Dynamite. Toni Storm is All Elite. And I'm so happy for her. She seems so thrilled. She won the first match in the Owen Hart tournament on the women's side. And she just seems so happy. She looked like she was about to cry. She was so happy to be back here, and now she can call her own shots, and I'm so happy for her. I think Toni Storm is an amazing talent. She was wasted in WWE. I don't know why. Somebody please tell me why. Why was she not champion? Why was she not brought up from NXT months ago? Why wasn't she a focal point? I don't get it. She's blonde. She's everything. She checks all the boxes off. She's pretty. She's great. It's because she's Australian, is that it? Or New Zealand? I'm sorry. I apologize to the New Zealanders and the Australians. When I was at the neighborhood playhouse, I upset a lot of people. but Toni Storm, amazing talent. I'm so happy that she's in AEW Dynamite. I think she's a perfect person for Britt Baker to face. And then maybe, you know, have her turn heel and face Thunder Rosa. Because we got to get some Thunder Rosa, some people. But Britt Baker and Toni Storm, that's a feud I want to see. Man, Darby Allin versus Andrade El Hilo. Wow. Andrade brought everything. And they had a match. And Darby, this was a great match. And there were some shenanigans toward the end. But Andrade El Hilo won. But and he kind of needed to win. He needed to get some kind of a win. But wow, he had his working boots. And like the match begins with him doing the suicide, you know, top rope suicidita, corkscrew like thing over the top rope. Darby was like, this was such a great main event. It made me so interested. I am just like over the moon with that. I love this match. Andrade, you know, and he's put on a lot of size. He looked like a monster. This was just fantastic stuff. And then you got the Hardys with the save. They're in South Carolina. South Carolina. Excuse me. They usually use North Carolina. And I'm in North Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina, for that matter. Woo! They had, was it Max Caster? Hold on, let me bring in this thing. This is kind of fresh. The show started with CM Punk versus Max Caster. And they had a great match. And he ended up tapping out to the Anaconda Vice. And then we got Punk saying he's coming for the gold. Like I've been saying, it's going to be Hangman Page and CM Punk at Double or Nothing. It's the time. This is the time to make Punk the champion. I'm so excited. The other thing that I really loved is Bryan Danielson versus Wheeler Yuta. Once again, he puts over Wheeler Yuta by beating him. By just making him, you know, he gets out of the cattle mutilation. He spits. He spits in Bryan Danielson's face. And Bryan Danielson just stomps the crap out of him and makes him tap out. He was, you know, it was violent. You know, they continue to do that. And he was kind of like amazed. And William Regal on commentary was really putting it over. This was just awesome. Awesome stuff. Tony Storm defeats the Bunny. Really nice little match. Bunny continues to improve. FTR and MJF seem to be, you know, it looks like FTR going face. And I think we got to believe that Bret Hart is coming in. And oh man, that's going to be such a pop. Such a pop. As he respects those guys so much. John Moxley defeats Jay Lethal. This was a good match too. There really isn't anything bad on this show. Chris Jericho, Appreciation Society, they have a brawl with Santana and Ortiz and Eddie Kingston, and that looks like that's leading to probably a Double or Nothing, you know, the football brawl thing, although I don't think it'll close the show. Jade Cargill, Max Sterling, they brought back the Librarian today, and he's like, I am not facing her. Undisputed Era, championship celebrations, since they've stolen all the belts. This leads to Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy and Hangman Page coming out. Hangman Page comes out in a car with horns on it, similar to JBL. Thunder Rosa cuts a promo. Says, you know, she's going to face take on everybody. And Nyla Rose, you know, I'm coming for you. This was a great show. I really liked it. AEW Dynamite continues to impress, and I just like where they're going, and I can't wait to see Punk as champion and get the run he deserves. With that, I don't know what else to say. I thoroughly enjoyed the show. I talked about why I think SmackDown could be better. Next week, hopefully, I've got an interview with somebody special from Instagram who I think is awesome. And she goes to a lot of shows, and I'm a little bit of the cat out of the bag, but I'm hoping to bring you more interviews as opposed to just recaps. But I loved AEW this week. So what can I say? So with that, I think that about does it. I want to thank you for listening. As always, you can find us at the Kings Road Podcast, and the truth shall set you free.